Coming into the body scan, taking time to adjust the posture so that it feels nice and comfortable, nothing stretching or pulling unnecessarily. Remembering your intentions for being here today, letting them guide you. Letting too our usual aspirations to be present with kindness, with compassion. Letting those aspirations guide us. And feeling into the touch points with the body. Taking some nice full breaths. Feeling the breath in the whole body. And gently letting that subside. Letting the breath recede into the background. And let's just do a little scanning of the body. And so we'll just start at the top of the head with friendly interest. Opening to the sensations, however you find them in the face and head. Not demanding that you go deeply, just a little light scan to begin with, a little sweep downwards, touching inwards to ourselves. Taking our time. Coming into neck and shoulders and down the arms. Just aware of how things are as you begin the body scan. And scanning through the torso, front and back. Just feeling how it is. You may already feel quiet, relaxed, peaceful and calm. Or you may be very aware of agitation, restlessness, worry manifesting in the body in these challenging times. Can we let our experiences be as they are? Hold them with compassion. Not trying to force anything. We can't do a forced march to peace in our bodies. We can open with compassion to how it is and see what happens next. And from the torso, sweeping down the legs to the toes. Just a quick check-in. And then once you're down to the toes, taking your time, going more slowly. Looking deeply into the feet, the toes, the soles, the tops of the feet, deep within the feet, as you are able, feeling the sensations there. determined to be present on this day, to be present in the body, and the mind wanders into past, into future, and we just notice, moved there. That's what's happening too. This also belongs. And then we gently, like a good enough parent, redirect ourselves back into body. At this point, into the feet. We do this redirecting again and again and again throughout the body scan as an act of kindness and compassion. And also an act of wisdom, knowing that coming back to the body is wise if we wish to cultivate any peace. We will not find it in our heads. Letting the attention gently move into the ankles and shins and calves and feeling how things are here. To look at anything, you must take your time and touch the very peace they issue from. Letting the awareness come into the knees. Letting them be just as they are. The knees are like this. And notice the changing nature. And now, it's like this. Engaging with that sense of the changing nature of the body as you go through, especially with any challenging places. And come into the thighs. Include the hip joints. To heighten our awareness, we can try breathing into the legs, breathing into the legs all the way down to the toes. And then on the exhale, let's shift our awareness into our hands. Can we let our hands just rest? bringing attention into the forearms, including the elbows. And then letting the awareness move into the upper arms, including the shoulder joints. Remembering our aspirations for today. Remembering your personal ones. Remembering our aspirations to cultivate conditions for compassion and peace. Breathing down the arms to the fingertips. And releasing that on the exhale, redirecting attention into the pelvic region. And we can take in the hip joints again, the sitting bones, the buttocks, the whole pelvic girdle. Our aspirations for practice help us to come back when the attention wanders. Knowing being lost in thought is not walking the path of peace. Let's just come back to here, back to body. This is peace. Letting the awareness move into the abdomen. Letting the awareness move from the abdomen through the belly to the back, the tailbone region, lumbar spine, lower back area. We begin to walk the path of peace by becoming embodied, insisting that we not get lost in the mind heart. So we keep returning here, letting your awareness move up the back into the mid-back region, feeling spine, muscles, ribs, movements with breathing. Letting the awareness continue to move up the back, shoulder blades, shoulder muscles. Regions that may very much reflect how we've been not peaceful. It's okay, this is the truth. Let's see what happens next. As we open to the upper back and the back of the neck, just as they are. And then letting the attention move forward into the chest and heart region. How is it here? Coming back again and again to body. Peaceful body, peaceful mind. And into the front of the neck. Letting the breath help us to feel from the neck all the way down the torso to the tailbone. From the nape of the neck all the way down to the tailbone. Breathing. Cultivating a peaceful body, cultivating a peaceful mind, all the same. And releasing that on the exhale, and taking your time and exploring through the face and head. All the different parts, the mouth, the nose, the cheek, the eyes, the forehead, the scalp, the ears. Take your time moving through this whole region. Breathing into it as it's helpful. The face can really show us the telltale signs of stress, not peacefulness. And what happens when, with an open heart and interest, we just notice how it is? Ah, it's like this. Watch it change. Oh, now this. Breathing in and out of face and head. And extending that breathing in and out into the neck and shoulders. And down the arms, through the whole torso, and all the way down to the toes. Hopefully feeling a little more grounded and able to recognize and allow in a little more deeply any of the places in the body that are troubling. And so taking a bit of time on your own from a grounded place to engage with a little bit of rain practice in the body, recognizing and allowing the trouble spots, the difficult, challenging spots, and investigating them through the body, know the body through the body, look deeply, breathe in and out of it, keeping the end of rain alive. It's not always the same, it's not always so. And the end for nourishing or compassion. Engaging with that in the silence. taking a little longer with this and really noticing what happens when we bring a compassionate awareness into body, compassionate present moment awareness. Is there any softening? Is there any calm? Any relaxing, peacefulness? Really underline any benefits for yourself with this. And dedicating those benefits, big or small, in between, for your benefit and the benefit of others. For compassion and peacefulness within and without. Letting the bells move us into the next moments, the next practices, for continuous mindfulness.